You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to graffiti writer, MC, and overall artist Gel Rock from the crew The Cloaks. My favorite part of his interview was talking about different graffiti terms and about his graffiti crew LSD and The Cloaks' recent tour. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, graffiti artist, overall visual artist, rapper. Please welcome Gel Rock.
Peace, peace, peace.
Oh, no, the W.
Oh, the W.
Oh, no.
The W for the win.
Oh, yeah. Or the witch.
Or the witch.
Yeah.
It is.
So did you see, you saw the first omen?
Yeah, man. Of course.
Did you like it? It was kind of scary. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's actually been some time since I watched The Omen, man. But yeah, I loved it when it first came out. You know, I was a kid.
The OG
yeah.
one.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, for yeah. sure, for sure.
Oh my, Damien. Yeah, yeah.
I saw that you did that review, but I didn't get a chance
to watch
it.
Oh no, it's all good. It's all good. Do you see the second one when Damien's in like middle school, high school?
Yeah,
he's in the military academy.
Yeah, that was dope. I remember liking it. You know, because I was such a fan of the first one.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, the second one came out. That was dope. I have to go back and revisit all those. Cause I just me and my daughter went to go see the new one.
That's what's up.
So
yeah.
I told her, you know, I wanted to watch the first ones again.
Yeah, Damien, the second one, I like because it's like kind of a self discovery where he realizes he's the Antichrist. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember his lieutenant or the sergeant said you gotta know who you are. You gotta study the Bible. Look in the Book of Revelation.
It's like his keeper, right?
Yeah, he was like kind of like his he was like his teacher at the military academy. Me. And so remember he went in and then he saw the 666 on his forehead, the mark of the beast. So yeah, I like that sweatshirt too, man.
Aliens built Earth.
Shout
out to Aliens Built Earth, the homies.
Is that are they the graffiti? Do they do graffiti as well?
Oh, I mean they're aliens. Mm-hmm. So
okay, that's what's up.
No, they're some homies. They do like a couple different brands. They just do clothing lines. Brim of the World is another one. But this is one of their kind of spin-off projects.
What kind of cop one of those?
Probably aliensbuilterth.com, but I know for sure you can probably find their Instagram, Aliens Built Earth. That's probably
that's
the best
up.
Way. Yeah.
Are they in CBS?
No, man, just some good folks, man. Just some good folks that do, you know. Clothing
and art.
Yep.
And you have that in your background.
Yeah, man.
Like OG kind of LA graffiti stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I'm from a crew.
Go ahead.
From Whittier, Los Angeles, Life Seen Differently crew. You know what I'm saying? We're kind of founded in
LSD?
LA. Yeah, LSD.
I like that.
Yeah, Life Seen Differently.
So it's all acronyms, right?
Yeah, that's like kind of how things are.
JOR.
That's right.
CBS.
Yep.
What's
the Can't Be Stopped and all those homies.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when did you start getting into that world?
Yeah. Pretty early in school, you know what I'm saying? Like high school, I think the freshman year of high school is like, you know, kind of the turning point when I really got down with all the homies, you know. I mm-hmm. really was kind of big into sports prior to that, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. But then you get to high school and you start to pick sides, you know.
So is there do they recruit you, or how do they know you have artistic talent?
You know, I don't think in the beginning it was about the art. It was more about the vandalism. Yeah, just getting up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're having fun with your friends, and it's kind of like, you know, I was fortunate to get down with a group of heads that were already OGs, and you know what I'm saying?
Kinda, oh, they had respect in your, is it high school or junior?
Yeah, like, high school. High school, freshman year, so that kind of, you know, transition that summer before.
Give me a hypothetical, like, stuff you guys do, like you guys sneak out to 7-Eleven and hit the dumpster, like how
I mean, you
work?
Know, it was probably a bit more
incog
and bigger in thought, you know what I'm saying? Like you know,
give me an example.
Pulling all-nighters in downtown LA,
what
you
does
know
that mean?
Saying?
What does that mean? Explain
yeah,
what that means.
Yeah, pulling all-nighters, like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, just going out all night, you know, probably, you know, figure out what your plan is and, you know, take your paint accordingly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be honest, like when I was younger, you know, we would dress up like we were homeless and just kind of
so you would
rock
have disguises.
Skid Row. Yeah. And back in the day, man, you know, there was a lot more, you know, back in the day when we started doing this, there wasn't social media. You didn't go to the streets and tell everybody who you were. So it's kind of almost weird for me to talk about it on a podcast.
Right.
But I know that.
Because it's like the ninja secret stuff.
Yeah, the anonymity of it was.
The anonymity.
Yeah, that was like the thing. You know what I'm saying? You didn't really want to. You knew the streets know who you were. You know what I'm saying? And you would hit people up in the streets.
Real?
There's the code of the streets back then, it's all backwards now, right? So like.
What do you mean by that? What was the code of the streets back then?
You just didn't out other people, and now we're on podcast talking about it. You know what I'm saying? but that's because the times. That's because hip hop goes hand in hand with the element of graffiti. You know what I'm saying? And all the other elements of hip hop, and so that has become what sort of influenced the world we live in. Mm-hmm. Hip hop runs the world, and graffiti is a very normalized thing now. You could see Sprite commercials with graffiti,
right.
You know, I still trip off like that. Like video games have our homies in the background. They're, you know,
really?
Their letters, and
yeah,
all that type of stuff. So yeah, man, it's very different now. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's very normalized, and so now we feel comfortable kind of talking about the culture that we were part of back mm-hmm. in the day that's contributed to a lot of what you see now on social media.
Right.
You know? Now everybody kind of goes to their social media
and they take pictures of their pieces and stuff.
Yeah, they have homies that are like, they called benchers, and they go out and take photos of like trains and, you know, homies that like...
They're called benchers?
Benchers are like dudes that go out to, you know, they go out to... Train yards, get dope photos, and then they post it. And I've seen benchers that do like art shows, like they'll frame their work.
Okay.
And you know, so it's a whole universe.
Let me give you a hypothetical, like put yourself back when you're that age, okay? You're on a train yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then these essays roll up on you. Hey, where are you fools from? And they're a lot older, and they're, you know, and they, man,
all that
stuff. Hey, where are you fools from?
Dude, all that stuff has happened, man. We've been blasted at. Yeah.
From like cholos?
We've been blasted at during doing trains in the wrong time, wrong hood, for
so
sure,
what,
back
the,
in the
how
day.
How do you respond then? Let's do that scenario. Where are you fools from?
You tell them where. It depends. You know, it depends on the scenario,
so is
right?
Is that a trick
sometimes,
question?
No, it's not a trick question. Okay, I mean, usually it's like, you know, why I don't bang, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or it depends. If you're like in a social gathering, and you know,
mm-hmm.
but if fools run up on you like that, you know, you might just
and that's
tell them,
happened to you.
Yeah, well,
do you remember the first time it's happened to you?
Yeah, it's happened a lot, man, since I was young. I grew up in Whittier, you know, during the house party days.
Oh,
house party days. Yeah, 90s, you know. Mm. And in all fairness, a lot of the homies were gang members and also part of the graffiti crew. You know, you kind of had to make sure you were in a position to survive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
what you're
that's what tag.
Yeah,
because
you know people are multidimensional, right? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they weren't thinking about it from that perspective, just wearing different hats.
Yeah,
you know, when you're in the hood, you gotta have a certain role. When you're out with your homies doing what you want to do, you know, you might want to do some graffiti because you got skills. You know what I'm
right,
saying? And you
kind of
keep those worlds separated some. And, you know, you remember back in the days, there was the tag bangers and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So
there's people that mixed.
These viewers and listeners might not know what that is. Please describe what that is. What
yeah,
is that?
Well,
what's
in
the
90s, I think there was certain hoods in L.A. and other counties as well, not just L.A., that, you know, like, you know, it was your neighborhood shit, and you had to beef with gangs. They were the same age, gangs and graffiti heads, and you had to be just as
tough.
I'm not
from L.A., so this, I had to learn.
Yeah, you had to be tough in the streets,
man. I'm not from
L.A.,
bro. I'm from Poway. I'm from, like, San Diego, like a nice high school.
Word up.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, surfer kids. So when I lived out,
So this is really all brand.
I was here, I came here early 2000, but in Silver Lake Echo Park, I mean, now it's all gentrified, but back then I had to learn real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they had the homie on the corner, he was the old school vato, you know, he
was
the old OG cholo dude.
That's right.
Had his whole family on the block. And
yep.
When he walked down the block, you would have to get out of the way and give him his homies respect.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So that whole element, man, you know what I mean? There's just some hoods were harder than others. And, you know, some hoods you just had to do what you had to do for the hood to represent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's getting up mean?
Just getting up, getting your name up, being active, just like amplifying who you are, you know, like on social media, that's what today's thing is, right? Like, trying to get so much visibility. Well, with that, you know, kind of incog back in the 90s, it was getting up, getting fame, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting up as much as you could, getting your name out there as much as you could, basically.
That one OG, the cholo guy I was telling you that lived in Echo Park, Silver Lake, his son was in, I think, junior high.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
High school, but then his homies like always brag. He's like, "This fool's all city, fool."
Yeah, all
like,
city.
What is an old school term. What does all city mean?
So, like, you know, I kind of said that, you know, the crew was kind of founded like by members that were from Los Angeles and also in Whittier. But, you know, we got up all city. We bombed. That's another graffiti term, bombing, getting up. You know what I'm saying? Going all out, going all city, but just not being like a local head. You know what I'm saying? Going all city. I hit all cities.
You did?
Know? Yeah,
you
of course.
You take a train or in the buses?
Man, we've done everything. Flown.
You've flown places?
Yeah, everything, man.
How did you get your art supplies to do that? Like the markers and everything?
I mean, you know, back then, you know, you did whatever you had to do. If you had to purchase them, you know, you did. If some people didn't purchase them, you know, you went racking. That was, you're still in the paint, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta make it seem like these people don't know any of these terms. So
yeah.
What is racking?
Racking is stealing, you know, essentially. You know, you know, I think that was kind of the... You know, that was the get down, right?
Mm-hmm,
like, you know, you could buy paint, but it's like, you know, you didn't really have money back then. We were kids, right?
So how would you give me some, like, what are some ways you stole then? Like, would you come with disguises in the store?
No, man, it wasn't anything that devious. It was just
diversions.
Yeah, no, you just, you know, back then in the 90s, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you used to stick, you put cans in your waist.
Oh, so you would just do that?
Yep. You could probably fit like 5-6 cans in your waist, you know what I'm saying? If you were really daring, I had homies that were, you know, bringing backpacks, filling up backpacks, you know, all that type of stuff, man. I'm exposing you all to the audience, the criminal, like, world.
No, but this is interesting.
But we're all good people nowadays.
No, you guys do it all legit now.
Yeah, we do it legit.
We're going to get into this.
You know, me and a lot of other crews, Mm-hmm. You know, we contributed to a lot of this culture early on. The graffiti culture, the music culture, it's all this subgenre, you know.
Yeah.
It's street culture stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, in my era, in my hood, you kind of were either born into a gang in a neighborhood or you were kind of born around artists and, you know, you have family members, the musicians. Yeah, so we're kind of this melting pot. Okay. And I also think there's something to be said about like the era that we came up in, you know. We were all kind of grew up in the same, you're like my age, so we all kind of grew up in that same era where it was like, you know, trends were just like trends today.
Right.
So all of that was spawning back then. And so like
Did you watch Yo MTV Raps back then?
Of course. So that was all part of it, right? Yeah, like Yo MTV Raps was a tag, right?
Oh, that was a tag. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
with
it was
Ed Lover, Dr. Dre, and Ed Lover.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know,
Did you, how did you link up with CBS and AWOL and them?
So me and AWOL grew up in Whittier, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Growing up.
And then, so AWOL and him are in a crew called The Cloaks, by the way.
Yeah, yep.
Get yours today. Oh, get the website. Get yours today.
AbolanoRecords.com, A-B-O-L-A-N-O,
get yours records.com,
AbolanoRecords.com.
And they just went on tour with Mike and Nine.
Yep.
Okay. And
I was going to bring you a tour poster.
Don't
I
even
forgot.
Trip, but we're just flashing it here. You don't mind if I do
this? Yeah, no, absolutely.
Get yours today. Say the website again.
AbolanoRecords.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instagram, The Cloaks. Instagram, Gelroc, G-E-L-R-O-C.
And then I thought it was gel. Because do people like not pronounce it right? I thought it was gel at first. Why is it Gelroc instead of Gelroc?
So when I started doing graffiti back in the day, you know, it was like, what letters do you like? That's kind of how I formed my name. I love doing G's because you could style G's. Mm-hmm. You could style E's. You could style L's. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted a short name so you could just kind of hit up and go. You know what I'm saying? You didn't want a name like...
You named yourself that?
Yeah, yeah. With the homies, they're like, you know, it's kind of like the thing. What are your favorite letters? What throw-ups can you do? Mm. Your throw-ups being like bubble letters, you know what I'm saying? Quick letters and whatnot. So, yeah, those were like my favorite letters. I like symmetry. I like a lowercase G. Is like consistent with the loop on a lowercase L, and the E could be symmetrical in the middle, and you could do pieces that were like.
So you guys thought
I did.
About this.
I did, yeah.
As far as like calligraphy style. With
yeah,
this
just
other
all
style.
Types of styles, man. You know, capital G's.
So it's like
and all
b-boying and rapping.
It's all the same thing, man. Yeah. And so,
stuff. Yeah.
And so back then, to answer your question, you know, when I was coming up with that name, I was also aware that, you know, there was the potential that other people could have that name Gel, but they would never have the name Gel. So, and so that's why if you look at my logo, it says original Gelroc. You know, there's no K on it. It's just G-E-L-R-O-C.
She's loving this, by the way.
Word up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like, there's never going to be another Gelroc, no matter what. You know, you might meet another Gel in New York or in Europe, but you'll never
see a Gel.
You'll never see a Gelroc. You never. And so, to answer your question, like, you know, people that don't know me are not familiar with my music. I've been doing music for, you know, 25, 30 years.
Damn.
And yeah, man, since, you know,
damn,
since Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah, so you got a four
before
track
that.
Back then? Like,
yeah, like, you know, I started writing raps like before the Yo MTV era. MTV Raps era.
Who are some of your favorite rappers or rap groups?
Most definitely Public Enemy, Rakim, X-Clan.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not a lot of people talk about them.
Yeah, that's that.
Brother Jay.
Yeah, Brother Jay is like, you know, one of my favorites. But yeah, man.
What about Poor Righteous Teachers?
Dude, I have a...
PRT, baby.
The shirt? This shirt that I brought you?
I like
them. I'm wearing a...
Dude, they were tight.
That's dude. PR,
dude,
that's my favorite.
Dude, they're on some even Brand Nubian, like
Brand Nubian, all those heads, De La Soul,
yeah,
all that. You know what I'm saying?
Brand Nubian was on some.
Yeah, we grew up on that real hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that real culture.
What do you think about the Artifacts?
Yeah, Artifacts are dope, man. Because like,
they
you know,
talk about graffiti. And
yeah,
stuff.
So even then, like you know, and shout out to those dudes, the homies. You know what I mean?
Tame.
Yeah, Tame and. You know, Elda Sensei, that's the homie, you know. When they
you
dropped
met
that
them
song.
Dudes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, oh, that's cool.
Elda Sensei is I've met him a couple times. I think I met him at Rhyme Fest, one of the older Rhyme Fest, which by the way, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You wanna plug that right now?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
August 17th, Rhyme Fest LA. You will probably see me up there with my homie, the Shapeshifters crew. You know what
Shout
I'm saying?
Shout out to the Shapeshifters.
Shout out to the Shapeshifters.
Yeah.
But I will most definitely be rapping during the Project Bloat All-Star Cypher.
Shout out to Exist.
Yeah, shout out to my brother Exist Stereo.
Are they going to be there?
Yeah, man, the Shapeshifters are going to be there.
What about Circus?
I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping.
Yo, Circus, you're always welcome here. Shout out to my brother Marcus. On the Stevie Weeby Show. That's one of my guests that I want.
Yeah, man.
I want a Circus interview.
He'll come through.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we can get him to come through.
Yeah. How many crew members
are
there?
You may have to pick him up, though.
I'll pick up Circus.
No, I'm just messing around. Yeah. We were some off.
I'll pick up Circus.
Off camera, inside joke shit. Yeah. But yeah, I think he's going to be there. And then, so it's going to be a really dope show August 17th in Los Angeles. There's going to be so many people that are playing. I don't want to miss out on anybody's names and start doing the roll call, but look up rhymefestla.com. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Project Bloat, my crew, you know what I'm saying?
How'd you get down with the Bloatians?
Just being down with them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Going to the Bloat back in the day, and me and AWOL and one of my other hip-hop crews, E Times 2, ETIMS 2.
Yeah.
You know, we always hung out, and so AWOL would always be at Fat Jack's from Mass Men,
and I would
always be over there with them, Abstract Rude. And
what about Acid Rain? Isn't there a crew called Acid Rain?
Yeah, those are the homies too, Beyond. Rest in Peace, Gaja, Omeka.
And then what crew is Riddler from?
CVE, Chillin' Villain Empire. So all of them, Beyond will be there at Project Bloat, the Project Bloat Cypher. Abstract Rude, all the OGs, ACLO, Mike and I. Shout out to all the homies from the Bloat that are going to be rocking.
What about Self Jupiter? Will he be there?
Jupiter, I don't know if he's going to be there. Fellowship's going to be.
What about Peace?
Fellowship's on the flyer. Yeah. I think you think we'll get ACLO, Mike and I, and Jupiter. I'm not sure Peace is going to be there.
Yes. Dude, their first album was amazing.
Amazing, man.
Inner City Grimes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. The thing I like about that collective is y'all had like different weird styles.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think
is that they really look up to that. They really hold that up, you know, to a high regard, right? Like originality.
Yeah, originality, styles, and like the competitiveness of it all, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of battling, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Outside or inside?
Both, man. Wherever.
So is it just like now it's a cappella, but back then it would be you'd have to do it on beat and stuff?
You know, back then there wasn't rules. It wasn't as scripted as it is today. It was more freestyle. All, yeah. Right. Today you get
it's
to prepare.
Theatrical now.
Yeah. It's theatrical now. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a chance to know who your opponent is and you get to write about your opponent, dig up dirt on them. And you know, it's filmed and it's like, it's theatrical. Back then it was just
on the spot,
you know, heads are, you either come off or you're going to get cut off. And it was very competitive, and there was a lot of egos and a lot of earning your stripes,
Any fights break out?
Oh, of course, dude. Yeah, man. I told you, I've served dudes at parties where
because you're a big guy. I saw when I went to greet you. I didn't realize how tall and big you were.
Yeah.
So you had to.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, all of it, man. Everything you can imagine, we've been through it all. But yeah, like through graffiti, through house parties, through serving dudes on the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Can I give you a hypothetical?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you're in a cypher and this guy's rapping. He's but then he's spitting in your face.
Oh yeah, that's happened too, man. All of that's happened.
And then, but there's like he's like going.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, and he's saying something, and then there's like a piece of bread like in saliva that sticks onto your face. What do you do?
Oh, it's probably going to turn into something physical. If he's like eating a sandwich trying to rap and shit,
No. He don't eat the sandwich, but there's remains of like pastrami
Damn.
And bread and pickle and stuff, and he's like, he's yeah, just man. It'll probably, spitting it in it, your face.
If it's that's disrespectful, I think.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so how would you? Who would there be a judge back then, or would whoever just quit first?
It was a little bit just crowd response. You know what I'm saying? You just the energy. You kind of knew who what was what. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you got into fights as a kid, you didn't. There wasn't somebody who was like, oh, this guy won. Yeah, you raised your hand. You know, it's just like, oh, that guy got him. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like that, just, you know.
I really like AWOL, too. Like, y'all been so, like, ever since meeting you guys have been real gracious and just really chill. And so shout out to AWOL.
Yeah, that's my brother. Shout out to my brother, Cloak.
How'd you guys come up with the name?
I think at the time, so I think it was, you know, me and him joke around a lot. A lot of things that we do is just like we're on the phone and we're telling jokes or we're in person talking shit. Just, you know, and things get born, ideas get born that way. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that was super funny. That should be a chorus. We'll be texting and be like, dude, here's the new hook, you know, a joke, but then we can flip it, you know, differently when tonality. So I think back then to get to the answer to the question is, you know, it was kind of like social media makes people kind of promote themselves in a way. Sometimes it's off-putting. And so
give me an example of that.
I don't know, maybe just trying too hard. You know what I mean? Without, I don't want to offend anybody, but
no,
just,
it's fine. You could just leave it.
But sometimes
anonymous.
It gets corny. You know what I mean? And it's like, and there's something to be said about anonymity and doing things that isn't about your ego. And so the Cloaks was a way to create an identity for us two individuals and form a group that had a new shared identity.
Nice.
Like the Shapeshifters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, everybody's like, who's the Shapeshifters? Who's the Cloaks? You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of the idea that it started with, is that we wanted to kind of, at first we weren't even going to say we were AWOL and Gale Rock. It was just going to be the Cloaks, and we tried to promote it that way at first, but inevitably it was just too difficult to kind of keep
I
that
like
up.
I like that name.
Yeah.
It's mysterious.
And we knew that too. And then and the other thing is, like, you know, I think the reality is people are starting to, you know, realize that in life, everybody wears a cloak. We all wear cloaks.
Yeah.
You wear a cloak at work.
There's a double meaning.
Oh, there's a lot of meanings.
There's a lot of meanings.
Yeah, there's a lot of meanings. Yeah. You know, we wear cloaks in life. We wear cloaks to mask our feelings. And so
and
there's...
Cloak and dagger. It could be used in
if you listen to our records, you know, you kind of get a lot of these themes in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a lot of, you know, like... social behaviors, also kind of like our observations and our own real life experiences we're bringing into the music that kind of addresses all of that.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Like there's definitely some cool themes to our records. Like the first record, The Cloaks, was self-titled, and then the second one, which is sold out, I don't even have a copy of it. Or actually, the CD is right here.
Oh, this is the CD?
I don't have the first one here, but this one is called Cloak Encounters of the Third Eye.
I love it.
Kind
of
like Close Encounters of the
Third Kind.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out to Dan Lish. If you know who Dan Lish is, he does amazing artwork for iconic hip-hop artists, and he did that cover. That record actually sold out. That's just the CD copy.
Oh, you got Cool Keith on here?
Cool Keith is on the record. D Styles from the Invisible Scratch Pickles Beat Junkies is our DJ.
Sage Francis on here.
Shout out to Sage Francis. Sir Beans does the cuts. The producer is Awkward. That's the homie.
Awkward.
Just
singular.
Oh, okay, because
there's Awkward's from the band.
Yeah, he spells it AWKWARD.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then there's Cloak Encounters, and then the other one that you have is... this one is A Cloakwork Orange, like A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, so this
so
is
they're
a
following
lot of, a lot of movie inspiration.
Well, yeah, and they also kind of represent, like, you know, loosely sort of the concepts of our music, you know? It's like A Clockwork Orange was a very
I love that movie, by the way.
Yeah, just some weird stuff.
Can I show some of these?
That's my my last solo record
that
I just put out. It's called Poetry of War.
That's awesome.
Produced by DJ Ja Blues.
Nice. 12 tracks.
Yeah, 12 songs. Got a bunch of Project Bloat homies on there.
Nice.
AWOL, AB, Mass Man Crew. My homie Nick Knack. Shout out to Nick Knack from CBS. He did that artwork. That artwork right there.
It's beautiful.
It's all hand-drawn. So there's
really?
Such a level of detail. All those are dots. None of that is digital.
Even the skulls?
Yeah, skulls. All of that is inked.
He's a tattoo artist.
That's
really impressive, yeah.
He's an amazing artist. And he's my homie. Shout out
Nick
Knack.
Yeah.
CBS.
Sorry, man. I mean, you brought it, so.
Yeah, for sure, man.
And then look at this beauty.
So, A Cloakwork Orange was that CD. This is a remix album. It's double vinyl. It's a gatefold. It opens up,
dude,
and it's called
sick.
A Cloak Rework Orange. It's an entire remix album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have Controller 7?
Controller 7 did a remix.
He did an album with JJ with Mestizo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Controller 7. Shout out Controller. I don't want to miss anybody's name, but
You got Dose 1 on Dose, here. You got Mega Abusive, Alpha. You got Awkward, Sir Beans, D Styles. AC Alone's on here. Oh, you got Kenny Siegel on here.
AC Alone actually did two remixes. He produced two remixes, and he raps on the
album.
That's
awesome. How'd you link up with AC? Just through the Project Blow?
Yeah, just hip hop, man. You know, being around, being active.
That's crazy. Good for you, man. And then, can I show some of your? So you brought this. This is the glow in the dark. Shirt.
Yeah, that's it's a Gelrock Truth Bomb shirt, and it glows in the dark. Shout out to Concuss, they did that.
And then what about this bad boy?
That's a Gelrock. I did that piece.
And this is long sleeve.
That's a long sleeve.
I'm rocking this in Arizona.
I did these two designs for the tour. I had those to sell.
This is sick. You sold out of these, right?
Yeah, I just got these in.
Okay, where can they cop some of this stuff?
Easiest way is to hit me up on Instagram at GELROC. The link is in the profile. Mm-hmm. It goes to essentially Abilano Records Bandcamp, and then the Abilano Records website.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good for you. I mean, so you guys just went on tour, right? Like, what was that like? What was your experience like?
Super dope, man. I mean, we're super thankful to be in 2024 alive and producing music. It's always a blessing to still do what you love.
Yeah.
You know, I think art keeps you young. Music keeps you young. At least, you know, creatively, it helps me continue to explore and grow and kind of just like, you know, do what I love. You know what I'm saying? To create music. You know what I'm saying?
What's your writing process like before you start a song?
You know, I think probably the biggest hurdle to get over is what the song topic is about. Once you get the song topic or you get a chorus, after that, it's pretty easy to kind of get through stuff. For me, it's like filling in the blanks, you know? But it took a lot of writing over the years to get to that degree of, like, you know, kind of like it's like riding a bike now, you know?
Do you indulge in any, like, hallucinogenics or DMT or anything like that?
No, I haven't done that. That's pretty crazy. I mean, not... You know, respect anybody that has the want to do it and feels good about it. But I don't like to do anything like that that kind of takes me over. I need to function, you know what I mean?
Have any of the shapeshifters indulged in stuff like that?
I'm sure, man.
Because, I mean, it's so
the shapeshifters.
Out there.
Yeah, exactly.
In science fiction, sci-fi.
Yeah. You know, when we were younger, I think everyone kind of experimented with mushrooms.
No, I'm talking about, like, a lot where you could, like, where your mind goes to outer
space. Oh, dude, we definitely have friends, unfortunately, that have went off the Richter. Yeah, and that are...
Like, give me an example. Like, don't say the name. Just give me an example of something.
I mean, just, you know, just crazy stories, man, of people
like
just...
Like mental institutions?
Nah, I wouldn't go that far, but maybe probably should, you know, get some sort of help and, you know, and have gotten help and have come back, you know, thankfully.
Right. But, so are aliens involved? In some of these things,
aliens built Earth, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about these scenarios.
Yeah, man, I'm sure.
Where they think they could communicate, like,
oh yeah, for
telepathically
sure,
with like a gray alien, gray or something, or reptilian, man, or something.
Oh yeah, I'm sure, dude. I'm sure that there's homies right now that probably don't even need to be on drugs and think they're talking.
Yeah, when I worked at Amoeba, I was looking because I always looked at you guys' stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very influenced by a lot of that.
Shout out to Gino Subtitle and
my brother.
Shout out
he
to
doesn't
Gino.
Know this.
That's the homie. Yeah,
Gio's the homie, but he doesn't know this because nobody really knows this. But I recorded a song yesterday and actually hit him by his name up in the song.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
By Giovanni or Subtitle?
Giovanni. No, I hit him up because
it used to be Subtitle.
Yeah.
Like he put a lot.
So happy birthday.
Yeah,
Gio.
But anyway, I would go down onto the floor, you know, because when I got shipped up to the warehouse on my breaks, I'd look to see who put out what. And then, like, I would look at the Shapeshifters releases, and there's one where I saw, I don't know if it was a Circus album or a Radio Inactive, one of them had the cover was a reptilian half, like George Bush, and a half reptilian, and I'm like, that's before I even knew about this stuff.
Circus actually drew that.
He did?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Shout out to Circus.
I actually have that skateboard in my house.
Yo, shout out to Circus. He was one of
that's the homie.
Yeah, he's really, he's very creative.
Yeah, you know, I think all of my homies are...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our creative geniuses, you know, I think that probably we're all creative geniuses and probably half insane. And I think the only time we really get the credit is if there's some sort of social acknowledgement or recognition that people define as success. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you get credit for your genius, you know, but
like later.
Yeah.
Or when you die, or
if you get those flowers when you're alive, then, you know, maybe people recognize you as a creative genius for that you deserve to be. But, usually it's centered around some sort of recognition. I feel like that social, you know,
Are you talking about social media again?
Just in general, like the recognition. Just in general. Like for instance, you know, a lot of my homies, you know, when you're growing up and you have your creative journey, even your family could think you're the black sheep if you're not like subscribing,
making money.
Right, that's my point. So once you actually crack a little bit of success, you start selling your art. They see people reacting to it, people coming to shows.
Then they respect it,
and all of a sudden it's like, oh, and if you can double down by doing other things to validate your, you know, your intelligence, mm-hmm. then you gain more credibility on top of that, and they take you more, even more serious as an artist. But, you know, for a long time, even in my family, I was a black sheep because, you know, I was this vandal kid getting in trouble, and you know what I'm saying?
You been to jail over that stuff, like graffiti or?
I'm a good dude.
Yeah, you walked a straight and narrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a straight dude. I'm a good man.
Yeah.
I'm a good man.
I mean, you're a family man too.
I'm a family man. Yeah. I have two beautiful children.
I met your son. He's a nice guy. He was a nice guy. He was a gentleman. He was a nice guy, well mannered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a proud father, man. I have two children, 20 and 23 years old.
That's crazy.
They're both little crazy genius human beings.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Love them, yeah.
Are you still with your wife?
No, I'm actually divorced, a couple years divorced.
Okay.
But
you guys are cool.
You just do the parentals, you know, for sure though. I was thankful that we raised two beautiful humans and life moves on, man. You know, I'm happy to, happy where I'm at right now.
Yeah. So what are some of your future projects you would like to do? Like some artists you would like to work with in the future?
Man, you know, the crazy thing is, I'm just thankful for everybody that I've ever created and done music with and even painted with. I mean, I know
you guys put me on that song too, man.
That's another thing.
That meant a lot. So shout out to AWOL again.
Shout out to AWOL.
Because we're on a song together, man.
That's right. So let's talk about that real quick. Yeah. So my brother AWOL One has a new album called Aponia. It's produced by the legendary Cool Keith.
That's crazy.
You know, he has a posse cut. Posse cut is a song with multiple artists on it.
It came out tight, bro.
And it came out tight.
I'm on it. You're on it. Your other homie's on it. It came out tight.
You killed it.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Thank you. I really was honored to do that with you guys.
Yeah.
When he said Cool Keith, I got scared. I'm like, huh? Because Ultra Magnetic, man. Like,
dude, one of the best.
Critical Beatdown. Like,
oh, my God. One of the best.
And, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dude, their beats were hard even back. Wouldn't they drop that in the 80s?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yo,
like,
their beats were hard.
I'm thankful to have to be on a we're on a Keith produced
cool.
song. He's on our record. I've done multiple songs. In fact, let me give another shout out real quick. This Saturday is nationally, it's Record Store Day. Record Store Day is any of your, you know, record store that still sell vinyl, you know. But the homie Homeless MC and MC Homeless and Cool Keith have a record they collaborated on. It's called Acid and Mushrooms, I think. I hope I didn't get that name wrong. But I'm featured on that on I think it's the title track with Kool Keith and MC Homeless with me and Open Mike Eagle.
Oh, shout out to Mike. Shout out to Mike too.
Record drops this Saturday.
That's what's up. Where can people cop that?
Any local record store, you should be able to get it.
Have you met? Have you met Keith like in person?
Yeah.
Is he a kind of
we rap together on stage?
Is he kind of a peculiar guy?
If you guys don't know who Kool Keith is, go ahead and look him up. He's a legendary icon in the hip hop game, and he is definitely all of the
Dr. Octagon.
Legend, all of the legend that he is.
Dr. Octagon, Black Elvis.
Yes, oh man, we grew up on all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, but his style was even back then. He sounded
ahead of his time,
way different than the other guys in Ultra Magnetic.
Yeah, ahead of his time, always rapping about space.
Yeah.
And, so man.
And then he dropped that Sex Styles.
That was a classic album,
bro.
Sex Style,
like the car. Do you remember the album cover, dude? The stuff he was wearing.
Man,
is he wearing like tidy white?
I don't remember what he's wearing. Like, I think he's wearing white pants, right?
He's wearing tight underwears.
No, is he
silky? I thought he was wearing like.
I don't know. You were focused on the wrong part. I was looking at the girl. dude.
I was looking at the overall thing. Wasn't he by like a
car,
a Cadillac?
Yeah. No, but that album's so classic too, man. Yeah. But kind of circling back, man. Like, you know, I've worked with so many people at this point. I'm so thankful to have worked with so many people.
Yeah.
At this point, I am actually trying to make records without features, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like this. I have a new record, a new solo record that is being mastered right now. Shout out to the homie, D-Ski.
Oh, I gotta get D-Ski on here.
D-Ski's the homie.
Yeah. Legendary. Thanks for reminding me. Can you write down D-Ski? I gotta get D-Ski. I ran into him.
Yeah.
On the street.
Yeah,
write down D-Ski.
D-Ski, I love you.
Shout out to D-Ski.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends, man. He's such a confidant. He knows my music so well, and so he's mastered most of my music.
Oh, he's good. He's a good sound engineer.
He's a master.
Right?
He's a master at his
doing
craft.
That, yeah.
And
dude,
people.
You know, he lives in the neighborhood, dude. I see him around here, bro.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's responsible for so many people's music.
All of like Two Max.
Dude, there's people.
Do you remember where they all lived down there?
Yeah.
It was like Alex and him and Gino was there.
Yeah.
Way down. You take La Brea all the way down there.
We've had some parties over there, man.
That
dude. Yeah. All the shapeshifters, everybody. That's LA to the Bay headquarters.
Well, that is.
Yeah, it was. You know what I mean?
But that was like early, because I remember I had to drop off Gino from work.
Yeah.
And then I went in for a little bit, but they had like their own like CD. Like CD burner towers.
Oh, dude, we used to like, oh man,
right?
Everything was DIY. You know what I mean? It was like, just burn CDs, go to a show, and get your music out. Hustle, man.
Yeah, but they all had
plant the seeds.
That house was just filled with like
creatives,
creative people,
creatives, man. Like that's why it's like I was having a conversation with somebody the other day saying like the fact that we've all been doing music for this long, this movement, this Project Blowed, Shapeshifters. The Cloaks, everything, this independent music scene has evolved beyond hip hop. People are messing with different genres and just making experimental music. But I feel like we're all making the best music we've ever made because we are such masters of our craft at this point.
Because you've put in
so much time. We've released so many records.
You guys have, right?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Subtitle alone, Gino's put out hundreds of albums, dude. Like,
I mean, set up my merch table, a big long table. My records go from left to right. It's like I don't have space
right.
For one table is not enough for all my catalog.
Murr's put out a lot of stuff too, huh?
Dude, everybody.
Like even just all. What is it about the ULA? The LA? Why you guys put so much?
We're just
stuff out.
Creators, man. Yeah, just creators. Yeah. And the dope thing is that we made a lot of these records like before social
CDRs.
Media. MySpace was barely coming up back
that.
Then, right? But like. We've done all this before social media became a magnifying glass to amplify our music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so,
it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, man. It's like so. You know, we're lifers, dude.
It's
we're
probably
lifers.
Kept you guys out of trouble too over the years.
Oh my
man.
God, yeah, music.
Because you know what I'm saying?
That's
like, come on. Man.
So earlier we were talking about graffiti. Like obviously, I couldn't continue
you
to
can't
do
that.
That
forever.
No, man. Especially
with
when I became
blind
a parent.
Fences and freeway
yeah.
passes. And
yeah,
all that.
You know, music was a good transition. to kind of keep the culture moving and kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
just a beautiful thing, man.
But, dude, to do all of that and then to circle back to, you know, answering your question about how the tour was, it's 2024 and me and AWOL and Micah Nine.
You had a good time. You sold out.
We had an amazing run. You know what I'm saying? We thank everybody that came out to the shows. You know, that bought merch, you know, it was, we just made new memories, man. And we're thankful. We're thankful to get to every destination safe, get home to our family safe.
So what was some of your highlights? Like, what are some cities you like rocking at?
Well, I thought, you know, we opened up the tour in Seattle and I thought Seattle was really felt like we were really welcomed on the tour.
Really?
Like that was, you could just feel the love and, it was a dope venue.
Where, Seattle, Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go to Tacoma, too, as well?
We didn't go to Tacoma.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I think Seattle, and much respect to every place that we went, but personally for me, I thought the first show in Seattle was probably one of my favorites because of just the overall vibe and energy, the stage. Everything was just great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then probably the LA homecoming was also my favorite, too, because I got to see my...
The homies, the family.
My love came out and supported, you know what I mean? Cool. And we got to perform for our loved ones and our local homies and fans. And
that's
so
great. Yeah,
man, it was great, man. Like I said, we're just thankful to still be doing this after all these years, you know what I mean?
How did you link up with Mestizo and those? Have you met like the G4 cats as well?
Yeah.
Like typical cats? And
yeah,
like
I've met a few.
Quell.
Shout out
to Quell.
Yeah, shout out to Quell.
He's my favorite. Quell's my favorite.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
Big ups to Quell.
Yeah, Quell.
Yeah, he's the homie. I've met a few of those dudes over the years for sure. And Mestizo, you know, him kind of being in LA and working with all the LA to the Bay umbrella of heads, you know what I'm saying? We just hit it off, you know what I mean? You know, JJ. And we got a new song too. He's putting out a new record, and we did a dope song for it, man.
Were you on Makina Muerte as well?
No, I mean, I was down with everybody, and like it kind of felt like that's where it was going. But then, I don't know, things kind of changed course as I was kind of like, you know, hanging out with them more, and that's all good, man. Much respect to everybody
doing their thing.
They were all homies. It kind of felt like we were already crew anyways, but they just kind of started creating a new movement and push, and that was dope. And actually, that's how our producer Awkward, of the producer of The Cloaks, I should say, he's produced all our records. He was part of Makina Muerte, and that's where...
Oh, that's where I think I heard his name.
Yeah. So we hit it off. He came to a Bloat anniversary in L.A., and... You know, we just started working on a bunch of stuff, and we forged our identity with him and did a whole record. So now we're three records in with Awkward, and we're working on that. We're about halfway through our fourth album, the fourth Cloaks album.
What does he make his beats and production? What does he make it on?
I'm not sure what software interface he uses, but you know,
does
MPC, Beat Machine. Yeah.
Does he sample? Is it sample oriented?
He does some samples, but he also plays, you know, drums on the machines and bangs buttons.
Yeah,
like
that's cool, man.
Every other original producer from our era.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But he's an amazing producer, and that's also a good homie of mine. But Deesky is mastering. He's mastering my new record.
Thanks for reminding me. I got to get him on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm remembering now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ran into Deesky.
I have a new record I'm gonna announce right now. We're gonna announce it.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't planning on doing this. I don't have all the details.
This is your platform, man. This is why.
But Deesky is mastering my new solo record, produced entirely by Parazax, and all the scratches are done by D Styles. So it's Gelrock, Parazax, D Styles. The new album is called Lost Control, Buttons, Fades, and Memoirs. I don't know when the album is dropping yet. But we're going to put a whole campaign behind it.
D Styles from Scratch Pickles?
Yeah, he did all the cuts.
Them dudes are...
Masters.
They're like ninjas. They're
masters of the craft.
Like ninja hands.
Much love. He came out to the Vegas show and rocked with the Cloaks. Yeah. You know?
So were you into like that DJ culture too? Like
Q-Bird
Shortcut and all that stuff?
So this record is a journey. There's 21 tracks on it.
Damn.
In an era where people want to feed you singles, people don't have the attention span, but this is going to be a double vinyl release. It's going to be a gatefold release.
Dude.
You know, I make music, and I think...
Do you make music every night?
Like, no, I don't. Oh, but
I just felt. But I think about it every night. Strange just now because you're like trying to think of like all this material,
dude. I honestly, the craziest thing is
you go like you just had like a malfunction, a brain malfunction.
The craziest thing is that the amount of work that I've done over the years, you know, I like to say I grind so hard I don't have to grind.
Jeez,
you know what I mean? I could not record or actively do music and still release music that I've already recorded a couple of years easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people think I love it. Yeah.
You
I mean, it's at this point, it's just who I am. I'm all about, you know, at this point.
What
just,
do you like about it? Is it meditative when you're actually
Yeah. It's expression.
Does it calm you down
dude?
When you're making it?
It's therapeutic.
Yeah.
I mean, this record is called Lost Control Buttons, Fades, and Memoirs.
Wow.
And there's a lot of meaning behind it, but it's an hour's worth of music. And it takes you on a journey. I like to craft records that are like a book.
Like a storybook.
Like
a
book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I can tell by your album covers.
I like to put a record on you
so
know.
So it's like a book.
Yeah. It's an audio book.
A comic book or something.
A comic book, an audio book. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you like listening, like, when you're recording, do you like replaying your stuff back to listen to, like, you know, just like intricacies of your, like, voice or...
Everything. That's,
so how many do you? Because I like that's my favorite part about it is like listening to like before you put it out.
Yeah,
right. Or is that just
yeah? You go through the demo phase, mm-hmm. You know, and then you know you get it final mixes and you master it.
Yeah, I just release it through the demo phase. Like mine's just always at the demo phase, and I just put it out like the demo phase.
Well, the reason I paused right there,
yeah,
is because. I do consider myself a professional at this point.
Oh, I can tell.
And
look at your product, man.
So on the demo phase, like I literally try to approach it with like this is going to be the final cut. Like it might get finally mixed, but in terms of like I like to be efficient with my time.
Right.
I don't, you know, but I do put out stuff that I'm just like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I like the raw stuff. Like,
yeah, I do too.
Like the old four track, like the way people used to release stuff.
That's
like,
where we come from.
Yeah, like the high roll oldies and stuff like that. I like that old stuff.
I mean, you know, it's like the resurgence of tapes now. And,
yeah,
and,
I know. So where did you get these bad
boys? Oh, so like. These are cool to show off. So I brought these tapes for you.
I
like,
got a tape for you too. Afterwards, I need that. I'm gonna get you one.
So this is that Poetry of War, my last solo record. Yeah. You could see that, like, if you remember tapes, they used to have the window that had the reel.
Damn, yours came out tight, fool. Look at the tape. It's like
it's fully covered. So listen, you know,
look at that.
It's fully covered artwork.
Whoa!
You remember like the tapes used to have the reel?
I am jelly right now.
You know, does your tape have the reel in it?
No, mine don't even look close to this.
Well, like, for those of you that know tapes.
This is a different level, bro.
This is called prison style. No window in the middle. No window. Prison style.
Let me see.
Remember, yours has the reel.
Yeah.
Prison style. No window.
That's crazy.
Fully wrapped artwork.
There's thought behind that, too. Like
everything.
Can I take a look at that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And shout out to the homie crazy. Griffin One from CBS. He did the artwork for A Cloakwork Orange.
I love it. I love the thought behind your product before you put it out.
Yeah, man.
What made you think of that idea? Like, if I could pick your brain a little bit, because we're done
just trying to.
Are we good on time? It's about to. Okay.
Yeah.
No. We could chop it up a little bit more. Yeah, I wanted to. But what was your thought like? What made you think of that?
I'm always trying to make art.
So you're laying in bed thinking about, oh, how am I going to release this?
Dude,
maybe.
Yes.
Like intricacies, details of
how
you're going to put your stuff out.
Yep. It's just, all of it, man. It's like the brain never turns off,
you're
you know?
Like an artistic madman.
I just, like I said, we're all creative geniuses in our own way, you know?
Exactly. So this is beautiful stuff, man.
Appreciate it.
Can we plug the website again? And can we plug that Rhyme Fest thing you're doing?
Rhyme Fest LA, August 17th.
Mm-hmm. What's your tickets?
I don't know, man.
Okay, well, because this is coming out next.
Go to rhymefestla.com.
Yeah, there's
rhymefestla.com. Yeah. There's probably some VIP tickets. I'll be rapping with the Project Bloat All-Star Cypher. I'll probably be rapping with the Shapeshifters. AbolanoRecords.com. AbolanoRecords.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Bandcamp, and you can find me on all the socials. GELROC.
GELROC.
With a hard G, like graffiti.
Yeah. Gelrock.
Gelrock.
On all platforms.
Proper introduction.
Can you put your Instagram again?
GEL.
R-O-C. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we missed? I mean, are you pretty satisfied with the interview? Do you think that we kind of got like the right correct information that you wanted out there?
I think the Omen was my favorite part. I'm stuck on the Omen.
Yeah, it was pretty bugged out. No, but dude,
I'm happy that I'm here.
Yeah, dude. Anytime, you know, I was gonna get, and then I was, you know, sometimes I get hit up so much by just all over the place, you know. So yeah, I want Dieske on here. I would like another shapeshifter on here, if like maybe like Circus or maybe Courtney or something like that, if he's in town, or I just would like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you should definitely get them on for sure, man.
You've been here. Tumex has been here. Mm-hmm. Gino's been here.
Shout out to Tumex. Much love, brother.
Who else has been here? Oh, some of the legends have been here.
Yeah.
I haven't had any of the, a lot of Project Blow guys, have I?
You have now.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. You think maybe Abstract Rude would be there?
Yeah, dude, he'd be super hype.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we'll chat afterwards.
Yeah, for sure.
So get yours today. Okay, say this again. Let's plug this again.
The Cloaks.
Get yours today at?
AbolanoRecords.com.
Spell that out.
AbolanO Records.
AbolanO Records, y'all. Get it today. And you guys ship, is it free shipping? Like, how much is shipping?
Shipping is not included, but, you know, shipping is good. Shipping's not included, but, you know, our prices are
reasonable.
You know, they're reasonable prices.
And are these are limited edition?
Yeah, there's a limited edition, man. Get them now. If you spin records, you know, and you love hip hop, this is dope for sure.
Get yours today. Do you have a good time here?
Yeah, man. Love it. For
all
sure,
right,
man.
Yeah, I really, you know, my favorite part was the graffiti, because I learned a little bit about
so much to unpack.
Yeah.
I feel like we just scraped
the surface. I mean, we could have talked about that. I just didn't want to get stuck on a subject matter and not move on to, because I know that we wanted to plug all this stuff. So that was fun. Get yours today and catch the Cloaks at a theater near you.
Yeah.